Today's episode of Not Just a Phase is brought to you in part by our partners at Relentless Merchandise. For over a decade now, bands worldwide have depended on Relentless to keep their totes stocked with everything from custom tees and tanks to beanies and banners. So whether you're a new band gearing up for your first order or you're a touring operation looking for advanced e-com services, Relentless has you covered with quick turnaround times and first-class service. Does your merch setup need some love? Hit up Relentless Merch on Instagram and check them out online at relentlessmerch.com. Mention this podcast to receive an exclusive Not Just a Phase discount. Relentless Merchandise. Quality prints on time. Hey, thanks for tuning into Not Just a Phase. You're currently listening to the Corda Vita track, If You Were Drowning. Corda Vita have teamed up with the punk archivist at Canadian Wasteland. They'll be releasing the band's full discography on vinyl, titled as Non Je Suis Mort. The Corda Vita shared members with the short-lived thrashy Alberta hardcore act known as Crow Eater. Both bands' full discographies are now available on all streaming platforms, and vinyl copies are available for purchase through elasticstage.com/TCV. Ladies and gentlemen, trans and non-binary punks of all ages and denominations, welcome back to another episode of Not Just a Phase, and thank you for rocking with us here in our fifth season. If you're new here, let me get this out of the way really quick. We're online at notjustaphase.net. Occasionally, I tweet some nonsense on Twitter at NJAP Worldwide. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Tinder, Threads, TikTok, Patreon, all at Not Just a Phase Worldwide. And we're on YouTube now at Not Just a Phase. There's bonus content, video podcast, news, and behind the scenes on our Patreon at patreon.com/notjustaphaseworldwide. And you can join for free, so please do. Shout out to our partners at Blanco Media, who are the gentlemen from Modula Lunar. They do our video editing, so check out their company for your video editing needs. And check out their band as well, because they are excellent. And as always, if you're looking to get onto our blogspot or the podcast, or you have any press inquiries at all, please send us an email to notjustaphasesubmissions@gmail.com. Hey, let's get to the show. The Not Just a Phase mic is back on tour in probably our most visited spot of California. We're very excited today to be chatting with members of First Day Back, self-described as Santa Cruz Singmo. And the only reason I've heard anyone say 90s emo since probably the 90s. They're the hottest new band name in emo, seemingly, that blew up overnight, and they've inspired a revival of the jangly 90s, late 90s, early 2000s emo sound. I honestly didn't know anyone was still into this sound, but their debut album Forward has shown a massive resurgence of love for that sound, and nobody is doing it on the same level that they are currently, in my opinion. And if you're like me, you're going to immediately think, hey, that name sounds pretty familiar, but from where? It's a Braid song title. It took me a long minute before that light bulb turned on as well. And this band seems to be forefronting some sort of emo revival moment and at the moment here. And the hype is just unreal. And I'm positive they're going to be known as legends in the game as their career blossoms. So I am super beyond honored to have members of the band on the show today to tell us about their inspirations and their plans for this upcoming year. So we got three of them on the show today. Welcome to the show, gang. Thanks for joining us. How's everybody feeling?
Feeling good.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for those kind words, too. Yeah. Wow.
Hi, this is Maggie from First Day Back. You're listening to Sure OK on Not Just a Phase podcast.
Everything that
So, can we just kick in with everybody's name and what role it is you play in the band for those who don't know?
I'm Nathan, I play guitar.
I'm Maggie. I sing, play violin, and sometimes harmonica and tambourine.
And I'm Spencer, I play the drums and do a very small amount of backup vocals.
Very nice, very nice. So I had asked earlier, you guys have heard the podcast before, some of you, an episode or two. Very cool,
Yeah.
very cool. Do you guys listen to podcasts in your free time, or is there any free time when you're not writing music and playing it and performing and all that?
Sometimes if I'm gonna listen to a podcast, it's usually like interviews with artists.
Yeah, me too. Usually I go drive down to LA a lot, and I'll like listen to a podcast like on a long drive. Yeah, I've been listening to like washed up emo quite a bit, or like for quite a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a classic.
I'm not too much of a podcaster, but I do like watching interviews and stuff too.
Nice, nice. So, outside of music, what's occupying your guys' free time right now?
School,
Yeah.
we're all in college, so
Are you
I guess
all in
both.
college or you're all in school? Oh,
Yeah.
what are you guys major and minoring? What are you doing in there?
I study accounting.
I'm doing environmental studies with a concentration in science conservation and policy.
Yeah, me
I'll
same
pretend I know what that means.
as
Sorry, did you just say the same?
Yeah, Spencer and I are the same major. We have like pretty much all our classes together, which is fun.
Cool.
Yeah, and then Zion also, who's in the band, he plays guitar. He's doing computer engineering, so he's super busy. And then Luke, I think he's just doing like
Art,
art.
yeah, or design or something like that.
But yeah, we're all in
Wow,
school.
very cool. Okay, so we got some intellectuals in the band and an artist. Very cool. Very cool. So how did you all get into music originally? Like, do you have an older sibling sort of introduce you to punk or any sort of alternative music or?
For me, I like honestly no. My dad, like he's a music like enjoyer, but kind of never really. I don't think, I have no like musicians in my family. My mom's also just like a music enjoyer, but I kind of just found it on my own. Like when I was in the fourth grade, I joined like the public school orchestra, and that was like my first introduction to music. So. Yeah.
I got into music because in eighth grade, my friend told me about Nirvana, and that's how I started listening to, like, I guess, like punk, I guess, and like kind of opened the door for a lot of musical exploration, I guess.
Yeah, I've been around music like pretty much my whole life because my dad, he played drums growing up, in the 80s, and he was a big skate punk guy. And then when my parents got married, they got a house, and he ended up converting this like weird little shed in the backyard into a recording studio. And he was really into like studio engineering and stuff like that. And yeah, I would just kind of like be seeing like the musical process and all sorts of crazy bands and artists and genres like flowing in and out of my house when I was a kid. Yeah, that was kind of like my first exposure, but I started playing drums because I was just a rowdy little kid and would just like to make noise. And so I would go into the recording studio and play the drums. There was always like a kit set up because that was like that's my dad's passion for sure. But yeah, I guess like punk music would be like the first sort of like thing that I got exposed to early on.
It's crazy. You got exposed to a lot of stuff too, and like a second generation drummer and everything. Very cool.
Yeah, totally. He was a jazz drummer for a long time, after he played in punk bands too, which was like a pretty interesting little duo.
Very nice. Very nice. So, where exactly are you guys all based out of? Like, I know it's Cali, but where exactly are you at? And, like, if you want to shout out, I don't know, some favorite bands or venues, anything that's popping off, people who are keeping the scene alive out there.
Yeah, we're in Santa Cruz, California. Yeah, it's there's just a big like college student scene here because of UC Santa Cruz. Some of our buddies are in this band called Race Chorus, which is like super awesome. They do like slowcore type stuff. They have like a synth. And yeah, it's just like really beautiful like slowcore stuff, and they should have music out soon.
You say it was called Race Car, sorry?
Race Course.
Race Course. Okay, cool. I'll have to check that out when they get some
Yeah.
music out.
Yeah, they have a few things on Bandcamp right now, but I believe they'll come out with more at some point.
Zach.
Yeah.
Sabrosa.
Yeah, shout out
Yes, yeah.
Sabrosa. Oh my God. That's like our local DIY venue. And if like you go on our Spotify, like the header photo is like us in Sabrosa, has like these really cute bookcases like in the back. And they're just, yeah, it's great just to have as like a kind of home base venue.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they're super DIY. They like always they're constantly having shows for sure, probably one of the few venues in Santa Cruz that always like is there to support artists
For sure.
and other things too. Like they have all sorts of funny markets and you know,
They
just
do like workshops and stuff.
community-based workshops and stuff like that. It's
Yeah.
pretty cool spot.
Yeah, I think the social scene in Santa Cruz is primarily like shows, honestly. Like there's house parties here and there, but like people really show out when it comes to shows, which I think is really cool. So, yeah.
Well, that's the venue from the video that basically is like viral at the moment, right? With all the
Yes.
books and everything. Can you rent those books? Like, are they just for show?
You can buy them. They're like 25 cents or something.
Yeah, I think you can do like
Nice.
trade too. And if everything's like no one's turned away for lack of funds, so I think
Nice.
if you probably don't even have to buy them, but if you can, you should. So
For
yeah.
sure. So that set specifically is how I came across y'all. How do you feel about this like pretty much overnight explosion? Like you guys have been around since 2024, but I feel like that set just kind of put you on the map there, right? Like
Yeah.
it's been liked and shared and like the hot stuff, like there's so many comments on it on the Instagram and the YouTube, like mental.
It feels, yeah, exactly that. Just like mental,
Yeah.
honestly. Like I feel like we all haven't really like wrapped our heads around all of it. I mean, specifically me, I'm just like so like filled with gratitude. Like I feel like I care about music like so much, and like we put so much love into like making this album, and just like we all like the band dynamic, like we all just like are like friends, and like it was just like a really special thing, and to like know that it's being received like so well by other people, it just feels like very fulfilling, and just like very sweet and just like all around just really incredible. So yeah.
Was it expected? Like, did you guys think any of this would like it, do you think it would do this well? Put it that
No.
No.
No. Yeah, like I mean we're kind of like isolated out here in a way, because I think primarily like the emo scene, like music scene, happens like in LA. And just like, other parts. And like Santa Cruz is kind of just like, we're a little isolated out here. And so we hadn't been, people who were into kind of the music that we make and like are inspired by, we never really played shows for them out here, So like we were kind of received as just like a local band, but I feel like it was really cool because when we played the Sub Rosa set, like Hot Stuff has their audience is like skewed towards or like people that watch Hot Stuff like are into like the music that we like to make, you know what I mean? And so like it was cool for the first time to have like the right ears on it, if that makes sense. Because prior to that, we were
Totally.
just, we just played house shows and our local scene and stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah, for sure.
the support has been so unreal, I think, for all of us. It's like kind of, yeah, like we haven't wrapped our heads around it. But like it's awesome because like I feel like we're fostering a good community of people and we've made like a lot of friends in this short amount of time, which like makes us feel really at home in the scene.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I honestly don't think I've seen a band like blow up that fucking quick. Like, and I have people banging my line, like, have you heard this? Can you get these guys on the pod? I'm like, all right, relax. Like, it was crazy.
That's
It's
crazy.
absolutely mental. Yeah. So, what's next for the world domination? You guys got big plans or what?
We're working on physical releases of the album. So we'll have like vinyl, CD, and cassettes like within the
Holy
next.
shit.
And we're also trying to plan like a California tour for late September.
Yeah, so that's kind
Nice.
of what's next. We're just like super, I mean, like, yeah, we're just super like DIY, like trying to figure everything out. Like you said, it's kind of just like 0 to 100, and now we're like, oh my God, like we gotta like figure out how to do all this stuff. And it's like literally finals week, like next
I was
week.
just
And
gonna say, you're all in school too, so like how
yeah,
much
so it's just like
can you do, right? Like
a lot.
it can be a bit of a struggle.
I've definitely like missed a couple discussion sections for some classes, for band related stuff. If you're my TA, I'm sorry if you're listening to this. Probably not, but like, you know.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I wanna talk more about the album itself, about how it was recorded specifically. Like it's such a perfect raw off the floor type of vibe. Like listening to that set and then listening to the album, it's like it's so damn close. Obviously, you guys sound great live to have it transfer that well. But was there anything that it was done? Was there anything done specifically to record and capture that raw sound, like in
Yeah.
studio?
Well, we recorded it in our in the living room right there. We did it
Oh, no way.
live. Yeah, live, no isolation. All just like standing in the room, playing together,
One
except
track.
vocals were done after, but
Okay.
everything else was like just done at the same time.
No click track either.
No
Yeah, it
click.
was just all
Yeah.
mic'd up.
Lock as fuck. No click track. Wow.
Yeah.
We just our friend Ben engineered, like recorded and mixed it. He's kind of just like really good at what he does, so he was able to make it sound.
He's the greatest.
Yeah,
Yeah, genuinely.
shout out to him. He was able to make it sound professional but not too overproduced, I feel like, and that was definitely the goal that we had in mind. Yeah.
Yeah, we all just, I mean, I had a very, like, I really wanted it to just sound like all the stuff that I love to listen to. And so Ben was just really great at kind of helping us achieve that. So, yeah.
I was curious what was everybody listening to during the writing process of the album? Like, is there anything you think bled into these influences that came across for the album or for your writing specifically? Yeah.
Definitely Cap'n Jazz.
Nice.
I guess like for what I was listening to, like and have for like guitar inspiration, Strictly Ballroom, J June, Joan of Arc, Braid. A lot of just like second wave stuff mostly.
Yeah, for me, like at the beginning of, because like these songs are like an accumulation of like a year. We didn't play for like 6 months. Like we've been a band for like a year and a half, but we didn't play for like 6 months because Nathan was like out of the country. But at the beginning of it all, my main influences were like Promise Ring, Braid, Like yeah, like strictly ballroom, cap and jazz type stuff. And then like as the band progressed, I started getting more into like I always like to say like heart-wrenching type emo, like Mineral and Rainer Maria, like super like powerful type stuff. And yeah, those are definitely all influences of mine.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same wave as far as drums, just anything that's powerful, really, I guess. Like I really like we took a lot of inspo from Sunny Day Real Estate at the beginning too. That was a big one that kind of
Yeah.
like
How did I forget about
I know.
that? That's literally like the first song. I was like, we need a cover song about an angel.
Yeah, the first song that me and Maggie like learned how to play was a song about an angel. But yeah, like I don't know, that kind of powerful stuff. I kind of get a lot of drum inspo from like other music and other bands too. And I just kind of like making my own little sort of collection of what I think would sound good. And but yeah, I don't know, just try and pull from a lot of stuff.
I like how the sound itself isn't like it doesn't sound too copycatted of any second wave stuff. Like you can hear the influence, but it doesn't sound like one band particular. Like it's not a carbon copy of anything. It's very your own sound still.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah,
Yeah. I
definitely. That's definitely like the goal.
I think it definitely helps that like just the way the timing of everything like 'cause at the beginning of it all like I knew I was like I want to make like second wave inspired music, you know? And then we all kind of like had like our bassist Luke is in like a jazz group and so he's like a jazz bassist, you know, and he I think
Nominal
had
bassist, by the way. As a bassist, I was hoping he was going to be on here so I could compliment the lines because it's just awesome. It's
Insane.
fantastic. The way they lock in with the drums and the groove and like just there's not a lot of like predominant bass lines in emo. It's usually just following the rhythm, very simple stuff, but he's walking around, he's adding layers and textures. It's just phenomenal.
Definitely.
So my compliments to the chef, even though he's
Our
not here.
song would not be as good without his lines.
Yeah,
For sure.
he's really awesome. He'll be really happy to hear that too. I think yeah, that's always the goal, just to, you know, make something unique. But definitely with the inspirations. So yeah, I'm really glad it's being received that way.
It's also cool too, because I feel like we don't really think about like we don't like think about it that much when it comes to like having like a new sound. Like I feel like we all just kind
Yeah.
of like it just kind of happens, like with the violin and harmonica and stuff like that, and with Luke's bass lines. Like it all just kind of happens, and I think that's kind of like works in our favor really well because we can just we're like really easily able to just kind of like riff but still take inspo for some stuff, and it all like molds together really well.
Yeah, when it comes to writing, it comes pretty like naturally, I think, with us, because as time has gone on too, we've like aligned a lot more in terms of our like inspirations and like sometimes we'll start writing a song where like we want this song to be like a powerful song or like we want this song to be like a sadder song and so like yeah
So you would you'd plan things out like the instrumentals, like you'd be like this piece was supposed to be here in the album. It didn't just like it was intentional, not like naturally occurring, so to speak.
meaning like what do you
The
mean by
track
that?
list or
Yeah, like the arrangement and what is it, room 212? I
Oh
fucked that
yeah.
up.
Well, yeah, the order is intentional, like of the, is that what you're asking? The album
No,
order?
I mean like when you set out like you were like I want an instrumental piece on the album or like I want this one to be the heavier song or we want one of our
Oh,
slower composition
specific.
songs. This one's the
No,
violin heavy
we're doing
song. Like was that
that.
meticulously planned for the layout or did it just like
No. Not really. It's just like here's a song that we wrote, like and it just sounds the way that it sounds based on like I guess how we're feeling that day. There are for sure like a few different iterations of certain songs that didn't end up being the same on the album. Like Upstairs 212 like used to have like
Upstairs.
lyrics on it and like a faster end and like that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I think we kind of like, depending on the song really, because with new songs I think we have it pretty dialed like what we want it to have. But older songs, we kind of like flipped around a lot with just like different parts and whatnot. Kind of, kind of made it more a bit more concise and I think a little bit more aligning with like the sound. And that just meant that some of it had to be, instrumental or whatever else. But I mean, like we're all super stoked on it and like it's definitely purposeful.
Yeah,
I will say that like in terms of like the guitar parts for the song 12 Mile Train Tracks, that's the last one. That song I had in mind like kind of like a journey. Like I wanted it to sound like it's like telling a story like through instrumentation. So that was definitely intentional. And like the first song, Sure Okay, I set out to make a short song, like a very short and like to the point song. Like that was kind of my idea. Like when we like brainstormed it, like I wanted it to be under 3 minutes because a lot of most of our songs are like
They're pretty
over
long.
3 minutes.
Yeah, you got some long ones.
Did you like have the story idea like before the like, because the lyrics are like telling a story. I didn't realize that you were like, did
I
we just
mean,
like collab on that without knowing?
we kind of just like we're on the same vibe for that song. Like I wanted it to just sound like,
Like a journey,
yeah, like a
and that's
journey,
what
but
it
it's
is
like,
like lyrically. Like I don't know if you like have read the lyrics, but it's literally like the lyrics are exactly that, and I did not know you had that idea until right now. So,
So you're not the only one contributing to the lyrics then, Maggie, I assume?
well, for
I've lyrics on like one song, but the rest
it's
are Maggie.
yeah, the rest are me for sure. Okay, Nathan did the first verse, but the rest are me. I just was saying for 12 Mile Train Tracks, like. He was saying that he wrote like the instrumental part thinking about like a journey, and I wrote the lyrics like about a journey, and I didn't realize that like we're just like locked in like that, I guess. I don't know.
Nice. The album itself feels like a journey. That's why I was curious if it was like meticulously mapped out, because just the whole flow of it, right? Like where the instrumentals are placed, you start off with a short song, things get longer, like, and just the whole mood of it, like the dynamics going up and down. So I didn't know if it was very meticulously planned, because like this album I listened to front to back. I'm not like picking songs or skipping anything. Like I just hit play and I'm like, yep, it's going to be a good 27 odd minutes there. Like it's just, that's the
That's
way it
awesome.
has to be consumed for me. So I was curious if that's how you intended it.
You like
Yeah,
were
well,
in control.
the album wasn't written really like as an album. It was, and like, we'd play them, and like a few months later, we'd write another song. Like, I mean, originally we were going to do an EP with four songs. That was like last year. We didn't end up doing that. We got to like recording the second time. We were like, oh, we have enough songs for an album, so we'll just make it an album. But definitely, like, the track listing is something that, like, Ben and I and like you, we were like super meticulous about, and like we wanted to make sure it flowed like super well.
So with only like a handful of shows so far, is there a favorite show so far? And is there a dream bill? Like, is there a band you're really dying to play with? Because you played with some legends already, so it's like, it's kind of crazy how you started your career on such a high note. Where are you going from here, right?
I mean, that's probably honestly my favorite show that we've played was the Sabrosa
Yeah, that's
one.
my favorite
That
show.
one, the album release show was really fun too.
That
That
was
comes as
fun.
like a close second. The Sabrosa show is probably my favorite.
The energy was just
It was
insane at that
insane.
show.
Like Sabrosa had never seen anything like that at Coachella.
I
Like,
don't think so either.
it's like literally like it's so small in there. And
How
I
many
don't.
people were there? It's shoulder to shoulder, and it felt like really packed and really intimate. Like everybody was there for it.
I don't know.
They maxed out and they told us that the max capacity was like 200 or something like that. So there's like 200 people
Yeah, but there's also like an outside
there.
courtyard where like people kind of sit outside and listen to the music.
Yeah, because the room in there is like puny.
Yeah, it's like a living room pretty much.
Yeah, it looks like somebody's like literal living room, yeah.
I think probably that might be my favorite show too, just because I think we practice super hard. I mean, we practice super hard in general, but we practice super hard for that show just because we knew, like, it was gonna be a bigger deal.
Yeah, I mean the bands that we like look up to,
Yeah,
like we're
totally.
playing with
Like, I don't
them.
know, it was just super tight, and and it was just an experience. I also like the show we played at Ring of Hearts too, even though it wasn't our best set. It was just that was the first time we had ever left Santa Cruz, and I feel like it was a big deal, and it was like a pretty like another pretty legendary show, and like it was just fun to like be able to travel a little bit to a show, And that was a good experience.
Yeah, it was the first time we experienced like it was like right after the Hot Stuff thing dropped, and then people were coming up to us saying that they had seen the video, and like that was just like, oh my God, that's crazy,
Yeah, been
yeah.
famous overnight. So what's the dream band that you'd love to play with? And on that note of traveling, where do you want to take the band? Where would you love to play?
Dream
J
band.
Yeah, I know you have your dream.
J
What's
June.
that? J June, yeah.
For me it would be Rain or Maria.
Yeah, I might be on that J June. Set too. That would be insane.
Rain or Maria, like Braid, obviously, would be really cool. Strictly Ballroom, dude. All of them together,
That
they're
would be
so good.
crazy.
Ian,
Yeah,
if you're
Ian.
watching this,
Get back
like,
together.
we love you guys.
Stranger things have happened. Stranger things have happened. I was coming across comments on the YouTube video for that the infamous set now, I guess I'll call it. And I came across a solo project of yours. I'm not sure it Masumi? Am I saying that right? It is excellent. Is there any plans for more of that to come out this year?
I think I don't have any set plans. I'm always just like writing stuff. I love the acoustic guitar like so much. And yeah, I think I'm always writing stuff, and when I have the time, like I'll for sure sit down and record, but it's kind of just like a for fun like thing for me. Yeah. No set plans, but maybe in the future.
We forgot what to say for where do we want to go.
Oh,
Midwest tour would be like kind of like good.
I feel like that's like
Yeah, all right.
it's like essential, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
Pretty legendary. You were saying like fires.
yeah, Fireside Bowl, go back in time. I don't know if they still play shows there. I doubt it, but
I would love to play for the second wave fans in Japan. That would be
true,
insane.
yeah.
I'm half Japanese, and so to know that like that part of my like self is like somehow connected to the music is like really, really cool. Just the fact that they have like the Cap and Jazz Mineral cover bands out there is super sick. So yeah, that would be definitely a dream.
Yeah, I don't really know. Just out, I don't know, out of California.
The Gilman.
The Gilman, dude.
We want to play at Gilman.
Yeah, I'm from the East Bay, so the Gilman is has a whole special place.
For sure. I usually hit Reddit sometimes to ask fans if they got anything they'd want to ask the band directly. We got a lot of obviously who's your favorite 90s emo bands. But who did the album artwork? Was it one of you, presumably?
I did it, yeah.
It's fantastic. Was there anything that inspired it specifically aside of the minimalistic aesthetic?
What? That wasn't really intentional. It was kind of just a happy accident. I guess like it kind of
Oh, maybe.
matches the color of the house. That was kind of like that was not
Ooh.
intentional on my end.
That's
Maybe
something
it
that
was
I
like
love.
maybe it was subconscious, but definitely I wanted to do something. Well, the scene right now, aesthetically, is pretty like dark and like a lot of neutral colors, which I think is just the nature of like hardcore music. So I wanted something that was like kind of contrasting to that because we're also not like a super serious band. Like our music's pretty lighthearted and like I wanted something that would represent that, but I also wanted something that's sort of like ambiguous in a way. Like you don't really know what to expect when you see like the cover, I feel
Yeah, that's
like
true.
you don't know what like if you like picked up the vinyl, you'd be like I don't know what this is gonna sound like.
Yeah, props to Nathan. He is like the artistic one doing
He's
like,
the band art director.
yeah.
You're right there. I didn't make any assumptions right off the album cover, but it does reflect the sound, and it's like it's a breath of fresh air in emo in general, quite honestly. It's very cool stuff. Very cool stuff. I lost where I was in my questions list. Give me a second. Maybe I'll edit this out so I sound really professional. Jeez.
You hear that dog barking, by the way?
No.
Okay, all right,
I
good.
feel like there's so many sounds going
Yeah,
on
there's
right
like a
now that I'm
rooster
like,
across the street, like
yeah, there's so many
I don't
sounds.
know. I'll figure it out in editing. It's probably nothing. I've done such terrible live recordings. It's fine. People who listen to the show are not expecting the highest audio quality by any means. I mean, I have an O-ring that's has a chip clip stuck to my laptop right now just to hold it in place. So they're getting what they paid for here, which they didn't, you know, just DIY quality garbage. Have you guys ever considered doing guest vocal features? Hypothetically, realistic or unrealistic, who would you think would jive with your music?
I've never thought about
Yeah,
that before,
never
honestly.
considered it, but
Guest vocals. It'd be cool to have like a really strong, like just like male like vocal, kind of like in Rainer Maria, how they both have that like really strong sound. I don't know. I've never thought about that.
Yeah, that is a really good question.
Tim Kinsella.
Yeah.
Tim
Kinsella.
Just yapping all about in the
Jeremy
background.
Ennick. I don't
I
know.
gotta ask, as a generic question, do you love or hate the term female fronted for bands or female fronted hardcore or?
I feel like I'm pretty neutral about it, honestly. I do like that it does give some attention to the fact that like a band is female fronted because like as someone that is in a band like that, it makes me more inclined to like want to listen because I feel like there's not a lot of women in emo. And so maybe for the same reason, like yeah, like other people, yeah, I'm just like I'm pretty neutral about it. I do think that like more women should definitely get involved if they're wanting to, you know. Yeah, my favorite bands and like, you know, they like love JJ, like just are like female fronted bands. So yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you had like a favorite female singer or anyone who inspired you.
Yeah, hands down, Rainer Maria. Like I am
Nice.
just like, oh my God, I love Rainer Maria like so much. I had like the privilege of seeing them at Best Friends Forever last year. And I was just like, I didn't realize how much I loved them until I was like, I couldn't stop crying for the whole set. Like genuinely like inspirational and like amazing. Yeah. And also shout out to February, just like another fully or just like mostly female band out there right now.
I
So
don't like them anymore. They took the first interview. Not a
I
fan. Not supporting them anymore. Don't care for them, actually. They're all right. Whatever. Super overrated. I'm choked. Like choked. Maybe I'll edit that out, but fucking beat me by an hour. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they're saying it's funny.
It is funny, but like fuck. An hour? Bastards. It's not even a podcast. It's like some zine they haven't even started yet. They haven't even started this thing yet, and they beat me by an hour. I'm choked. Absolutely choked. They'll probably chuckle about that, but okay. We'll do the rapping goofier questions near the end. If you've heard the show, I usually take a hard left turn at the end and ask a bunch of dumb questions that have pretty much nothing to do with music. You can choose to answer or not answer, totally up to you, of course. What's the most illegal or dangerous thing that you've ever done in your life that you're willing to put on a very public podcast? Don't get yourself in trouble at the border, because presumably
Okay.
you'll be crossing borders to play soon.
I shouldn't say, but
You can use hypotheticals and change some names in Minecraft and, in theory type idea.
Steve.
I honestly don't even.
I take it you guys aren't too much of badasses, maybe just a little speeding, or I could be wrong though.
My mind goes to this one time where like I was just I don't know what I was on like I was it was after like a party in Santa Cruz. These people were like, "Can you give us a ride home like on campus?" And I was like, "Sure, just get in the bed of my truck." And so I just had like two students in the bed of my truck. I was going way too fast like up in the forest in Santa Cruz, and they're like super just like inebriated like in the back of do you remember that?
Yeah, I get
And I
it.
just like, driving up, and I just like dropped off on campus. But like, I probably would have like lost my license if like I got caught
Oh,
doing that. But I
jeez.
was just trying to give some kids like a ride home. So probably
Doing good
maybe.
deeds.
Wait,
Chalk it
what?
up to a good, we'll chalk that up to a good deed. Reckless
Yeah,
driving some kids home
definitely.
from a party, you know?
I got one, or I got like I don't know. So basically, where I live by, there's an old like non-operational base. Like I forget if it was Navy or Air Force or maybe both, but it's just this old decrepit base, and we would always like sneak around in there and It was just the most, probably most horribly like asbestos radiation, like just like horrible, just like just pit of like decaying buildings and like all this crazy stuff. And we would always sneak in and destroy property and run away from security guards all
Wait,
the
what the f
time.
like the fire and like the bushes?
Oh my God. Okay, but that wasn't me, but I was there.
Yeah, that was
Should I
like
say that one?
just like maybe like a little short, like
Okay, well, basically, there's also near the base is a local skate park that I frequented. And you know, we would always have rowdy times over there, and all of a sudden someone was just kind of like setting stuff on fire for fun. And then
naturally.
it went from like one small like little, you know, bush that just kind of like went up in like a just like in a poof, and that was really fun and funny. And then next thing you know, you turn around and half of a tree is on fire in the parking lot. And
Was something.
that was, yeah, that was kind of a, that was a big one, but no one got hurt. It's all good. It was just it was pretty insane in the moment. Yeah, I got nothing.
Yes, you
I'm
do.
a good kid.
Nothing? Nothing you want to put on record, or you got nothing? There's a difference.
Yeah, a little bit of both, I guess. I don't know.
I bet if Luke were here,
Totally fine.
he would say some
Oh my God.
crazy shit. Our bassist, dude, every practice he drops some like crazy story on us. Like
Yeah.
he always just has some like insane stuff. Yeah.
All right. I usually start this question by saying, assuming you're not a pacifist, but I take it some of you might be. But hypothetically, if you could punch any one person in the face as hard as you can with no repercussions, would you punch anybody? If so, who and why?
Elon Musk, probably.
Nice. So easy.
Punchable face. Oh man, anyone that's ever wronged me, I'm just gonna. No, no one.
Anyone?
No, no one. No one is wrong. I don't. Yeah, probably. It's got to be just people from branches of government. I would totally just give them a good sock up.
Bro,
A lot of
synth.
politicians need punching. Yeah.
For our chancellor at UC Santa Cruz.
UC chancellor is an ass.
Yeah. You?
I don't know.
You're a good
I
kid.
don't. Yeah, I
He's
feel
hiding a punch. He's hiding a punch there. I saw you giving him looks. He's not saying
Yeah. Oh, there it goes. I don't know. Off the top of my head, I can't really think of someone. Maybe Elon will get punched twice.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. What music do you all listen to that could be considered a guilty pleasure? Whether you believe in guilty pleasures or not, what's something that maybe your bandmates rag on you for listening to, or something I just wouldn't expect that you play in your free time?
The Beatles.
Beatles?
I love the
Yes.
Beatles, yeah. They're
I
like one
fucking
of my
love the Beatles.
yeah, but
I
I
love the Beatles. Nothing wrong with that.
yeah. They
They get
kind of
hate though.
they rag on me a little bit. Bro, you just like laugh and I'm like I like the
You
Beatles
do laugh.
and you just laugh at me.
Maggie, are you bullying him over the Beatles?
Yes.
Oh, I feel like my music is more like bullyable. Like my
Let's
like
get
guilt.
it.
I feel like I there's this like some like the electronic stuff that I like listen to sometimes.
Yuck.
Like I like some like Bass Victim, if you know Bass Victim.
I don't listen to any electronic. I'll just assume it's bad. I don't like that stuff.
Oh
I don't know.
yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like yeah, there's Bass Victim, and then also there's like I don't know if it's like guilty, but like some like breakcore stuff and like honestly like German like hard style like electronic music sometimes I like.
That shit goes
That's
so hard.
unexpected. But yeah, like less guilty pleasure, but maybe something you wouldn't expect is just like 70s female folk is like second favorite genre of all time. Like love, like Karen Dalton, Judy Sill, Sybil Byers, like all of those ladies. Yeah.
Do you get into folk punk with the violin? Like, do you listen to any folk punk?
I did when I was in middle school because I had a friend. This was like my first introduction to anything that like wasn't indie, like more like hard kind of like hardcore type stuff, who introduced me to punk, and I did dabble in the folk punk a little bit. But the folk influence transfers mostly to like my solo project, I would say, with
Sure.
like violin stuff and the harmonica and such. So yeah.
I don't really like, I don't know. I don't really have like guilty or something that I would be embarrassed to like say that I listen to, but I do heavily fuck with some Alice in Chains on occasion. They're, I don't know,
Ugh.
that's good stuff.
All right, cool.
But yeah, that's good. And then like I really like, as I guess on for like unexpected, I really like listening to like old bossa nova and like Latin stuff sometimes, because like I don't know, I think like the percussion elements and just like all of like the guitar voice things and like the singing is like so interesting. And then I'll also like, if I ever just need to like have a day where I'm just like not thinking, I like will put on like old like 60s and 70s reggae music, like Elton Ellis and like I guess Lee Scratch Perry isn't quite that, but I don't know, just like older reggae music, just like I don't know, just to like not have to think about anything for a second.
Like old Two Tone and old Rocksteady and stuff like that. Like also a big fan of the first wave, like reggae shit. Big fan
Yeah,
of that stuff
it's
myself.
so good. And it's like ska, like come on, it's pretty good.
Yeah, like actual ska before it got all bastardized.
Wait, I have another guilty pleasure.
Whoa.
I fuck
Is
with
it ska? I
I
also
also Sublime.
Sublime.
Dude, Sublime.
I
I
love
feel like that's
Sublime, but they
kind
get
of
ripped on.
they yeah,
I'm not a
dude,
fan.
Sublime, they get ragged on.
I'm not a fan.
I love Sublime personally. Like they hold a special place in my heart. Like them and like No Doubt. I feel like I listen to like
No Doubt's good.
them like in like
Yeah.
seventh grade a lot.
I love Sublime and I love No Doubt as well, but Sublime is also like the musical equivalent of like cheesy board shorts. You know what I
Exactly.
mean? Like
Yeah,
it's
for sure. But I'm from Long Beach, so I feel like I kind of have to be a you gotta
fan.
rep.
Yeah.
True. Okay. I love Sublime though, so I wouldn't knock you for that. They are fantastic. What other stupid question did I have to ask here? Jeez. What's your most unpopular music take? Do you got any opinions that are not popular?
Unpopular music take.
I feel like we talk about this a lot, but I feel like just like
I don't want to
doesn't.
offend.
Well, I don't even know. Like now that like I'm being asked, I can't even remember.
Unpopular music take. I think the Red Hot Chili Peppers suck.
Is that unpopular?
Is that unpopular?
It depends who you ask. I mean, talent-wise, I think they're all very
Guess like
talented
I'm like.
musicians, and I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But if someone was like, they suck, I'd be like, yeah, it's fair. Like, I'm not going to defend them.
I think this, I don't know if this is would be considered unpopular. I think when people hear Midwest emo, they think American football is like the
Yes.
pinnacle of that genre. But I think Parade over American
Yeah,
football.
I agree.
I don't think American, they're like low
It's
key,
like a
like,
different thing. Like
yeah.
they like catapulted like a different
Yeah.
thing.
I'd have to agree with that. I like that because American football's got a lot more of the twinkly stuff, right? And it's like, I don't think they should be the poster boy
But I think
or
Braid
the
has
poster
that.
brand.
They have the twinkly, but they also have the post-hardcore influence, which is like a huge part of like emo, I think.
Right. Where football's just like mostly twinkly. I can see that. I think that's a great take. Some people aren't gonna like it, but I think it's a good one.
Reddit's gonna come for us.
The purists.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I have a hot take. Maybe on more of like the positive note. Like when it comes to like songwriting, I feel like anything is a song. Like actually, like it just like I was in a songwriting class with Spencer this quarter, just like online Zoom, and like people, you know, we would have a discussion section, and people would talk about like, oh, like I was trying to like, you know, write this thing, but I didn't know if it would like work, and like da da da, and like. I just feel like when it comes to writing, like you just gotta like, it doesn't matter. Like you just gotta like do it. And like really like anything is like a song if you like want it to be. You know what I mean? Like if you're playing guitar and like you're picking three notes, like that's a song if you want it to be. And I think that's a good way to like approach music in general. I don't know if that's like a hot take, but
Well, it's
yeah.
great news for me because I got piles of garbage laying around that I could call songs then. That's sick. I'm a super qualified musician now, apparently. I like that.
Run then.
If you believe it's a song, it's a song.
Yeah,
Yeah.
why not?
I like that. I like that. All right, wrapping up with you guys here. What's the next big goal or accomplishment you want to see with the band? Or is there anything popping off this year? Like, you got any milestones coming up?
To do our first tour, I think.
Yeah,
I was
first
gonna
tour.
ask, shows, tours, yeah.
Play at a venue that has monitors.
Yes,
That'd be
dude.
pretty sick.
Yes.
Huge goals.
Play on a stage.
Yes.
Play on a, yeah, we haven't actually played on a
We
stage.
played in a boxing ring, which is like a little elevated from the ground, but it's like
Dabrosa has a stage,
I
but it's
saw that.
I
Wait, there's a stage there? I thought that was floor.
mean,
Like
it's like
literally
that. It's
like
that tall.
small. It's just where the drum kick is.
That's a platform. That's not a
Yeah,
stage.
not
That's a leg lift.
play a venue that has a kick and
like a
snare
sound
mic.
that has like a sound person. I don't know if I've
Yeah.
played a with a sound person
Like
like
that
before.
presets our sound, like
Yeah.
for our set.
Y'all have crazy goals. I don't know if these are realistic or not. I'm telling you, this is a lot to be asking. I know you guys just blew up overnight and you're famous and everything, but
Thanks.
getting monitors and stages, it's very ambitious. Oh my God. So what's new coming up for the band? Shows, you said tour maybe? Oh, and I was also going to ask, physicals. Are you all label shopping? Is there anything you can tell us about that you can put out yet, or?
I think, well, in terms of labels, I think we're just wanting to stay like DIY and just like the emo community, I feel like is just so strong and like everyone cares like so much, and I feel like the like labels kind of do a lot of what the community like already does, you know. And yeah, in terms of physicals, yeah, we have CDs, cassettes, vinyls all lined up, and we have orders in for those, so that's exciting. Yeah,
Tour in September,
more in
hopefully.
September. Yeah.
California tour.
Very nice. So, if you could hypothetically give the world a gift on my last question before I let you go, it doesn't have to be a material possession. If you could give the entire world a gift, what would it be and why?
Oh, man.
You
I
can
have an
think
answer.
on it. It's a loaded
Wait.
question. So, oh, you got something?
Yeah, I have something.
It's quick.
Not to be all like sappy or whatever, but like I would definitely give the world the gift of passion. I think passion and gratitude are like the most just like being passionate about something is like a feeling I feel like you can't replicate anywhere else in your life. And to be passionate about, like it's just been the most fulfilling thing in the world for me to like find the passion of music, and like I'm lucky that like it's such like a normal like thing like music, you know. I feel like it's really accessible, but if I could, you know, give the world a gift, it would just be like for everyone to find like the thing that like really just like gets them going, and then you know, to also be grateful that they can like feel that way, because like I think it's kind of like a loop for me. Like I'm super passionate and I'm like grateful that I'm passionate. So it's just like everything is just like, I don't know, it's this feeling that I'm just like so happy to like have, and I just would hope that like a lot of other people could also experience that. So that's my gift I would give, I think.
I think that's a good gift, and I don't think that's sappy either, because I have that passion for this music, and without it, I really don't have much. So I get it. I get that completely. It might sound a little cheesy, but it's not.
A beautiful thing.
It is. It is. What about the rest of y'all? Got any wise words of wisdom?
No, I mean, I don't know how to follow that up, to be
Yeah, bro.
honest.
Out the gate.
Everyone should get it.
I would give everybody earplugs so that they don't go deaf at shows.
It's a
Yeah.
good call. People should start doing that. I
Your
should start doing that.
Yes. It's cool to wear
It's
earplugs.
important. Tinnitus is real. Tinnitus is so real.
Yeah, it's like, why would you want to lose the thing that, like,
You
brings
can
you joy?
buy clear earplugs too, so it doesn't even look like you're wearing earplugs.
There you go. As a drummer, I'm sure you use ear protection, otherwise you'd be deaf by
Oh,
now.
cooked. Yeah. And like,
Absolutely.
I don't know.
I believe you lost.
Yeah, I know. I'm weighing whether or not to be funny here, but I think everyone in the world deserves food on the table, a roof over their head, and some clothes to wear by far. I think baseline. Yeah, and yeah, maybe I'll gift everyone a burrito from the local Taqueria Los Pericos.
Nice. Nice.
That's
They have vegan options?
they yeah, they do. Yeah,
Shout out
gift.
to my vegan listeners. I asked for you because I don't care if they have vegan options, but I asked for you
Yes.
just so that everybody was getting this gift universally. Everyone's accounted for. Good. Perfect. Any last shout outs, plugs, causes, anything y'all want to talk about at all? The floor is yours, the mic's yours. And then we'll play the outro track and say our sayonaras.
I think shout out to Graham from Hot Stuff Productions. Definitely, he's the one who recorded the video for us and posted it. And shout out to all the bands that like played that night and like came all the way. They played like the Terragram the night before, and then they came to like Itty Bitty Sub Rosa and played with us, which was like huge shout out to them for that.
I forgot. I'm going to cut off your shout outs. How was the music video you guys were shooting today?
Oh, we were
Can
supposed to
we
be.
talk about that? Were we, am I
Yes,
allowed to
we
bring
were
that up then?
supposed to be shooting today. We shot a little bit on was it Friday? Was that
Yeah.
yesterday?
Right. That was Friday, yeah.
It was Friday. We were supposed to do it today, but we couldn't get access to the camera that we were using. But yeah, we're kind of drafting up a little something. So yeah.
Haven't decided what song yet, still just filming and seeing where it goes. Okay, very cool.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out also just like shout out to like
Shout out emos.
yeah,
Shout
all
out all
the
the emos.
just the community.
Because we couldn't do without y'all.
Everyone's so nice
Just
and
so fucking
we
nice.
really appreciate like being welcomed with open arms, like into the scene. Especially because like we are not a hardcore band. We're not like super intense, and we really appreciate, like, at least personally, like I really appreciate like all the support from like screamo bands and like screamo fans. It's like really cool to see that, because
We
like
expect
I
it.
was worried about like what the reception was going to be like, but yeah.
Yeah, you're currently every screamo band's favorite emo band at the moment, I'd have to say. Like, it's the reception's been crazy.
That's like
That's cool.
wild, like
Yeah.
genuinely
Yeah.
like wow.
Yeah. Shout out Ben for recording and producing us for sure. Put a lot of hours into that.
Shout out our neighbors. We,
Shout out our neighbors.
dude, we make so much.
Yeah.
So yeah, they could honestly, they could probably hear us right now, like interviewing outside. So
Are they
shout.
fans of the music or?
Yeah, we actually have some professors that live around us that have attended the shows, which is
Yeah,
cool.
with their
Oh, no
kids.
way. That's
Some
cool.
this and they've come, which is nice.
Yeah,
That's
we
awesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
oh my God. Shout out Abby and Aiden also. Abby like drum for Feb, and then Aiden, who's in this really sick band with Abby actually called the Ritornello Form. Yeah, they don't have any music out, but definitely watch out for that. I've heard the demos. They're super, super good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really
Fought
like
for us.
fought for us and like put a lot of like belief in us, having not heard us live, having only heard like voice memos, like snippets that I would send, because I met Abby at Best Friends Forever Festival, and then like since then I mean we like hit it off like immediately, like or like I also met Aiden and like all of like Feb over there, but like yeah, I was able to bond with them in this like super sweet way, and then since then I had just like been sending them things here and there, and they really yeah like for like the boxing ring show you know we were told that they were kind of on the fence of putting us on there because we had like zero crack,
Credit.
like nothing. But they really were just like, you know, trust, and like, you know, coming out to Santa Cruz and stuff. So it really just like means so much to us. And then also, I think it's just like overarching showing how this musical community is really special and that people just are in it for, you know, the music, which is cool. So, yeah.
Oh yeah, I was a big fan of them as well until they made this the second interview that y'all have
Oh.
done. So I'm
You
playing.
dated
Thank
my
you so much. Thanks
grave.
for coming to chat. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I'm sure everyone's gonna be excited to hear about the lore and all that good stuff. So I appreciate y'all coming on.
Yeah, thank
Yeah,
you
thank
so
you for
much
having
for
us.
inviting
Yeah,
us. Like,
big.
really, it means a lot.